Here we go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerd 2 podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
That's right. Sam's back from his What did he say? He was sick with bubonic plague last week. How are you feeling?
I had coronavirus. Please.
Were you on a cruise ship recently?
I was.
That's
on
where
all
they
of
all
them.
Seem to be coming from. So
I was licking all of them.
That dance floor must have been salty.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh boy. Minus John tonight. It is tax season, and that's typically when we lose John for a couple episodes. So it's going to be fairly light, I believe, for this week.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? A couple trailers. Westworld season
three.
Season three came out, a couple days ago?
Yeah,
Altered
trailer.
Carbon, which we did not talk about last week. I believe it became it because it came out the day we recorded. So we're going to talk about that one. Season two. Star Wars Clone Wars. Final season came back tonight.
Yep.
Just watched that episode. We're not going to do a weekly review of it.
No,
it's just we just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It came back. We're excited.
We'll talk about that.
And then just one tidbit of news with a Korean film, a South Korean film, and it may or may not involve the President of the United States. No, I'm kidding. It's not. It doesn't involve the President of the United States. Anyway, let's start off with the trailers.
All right.
Let's do first one we watched. Let's do this in order. Westworld season 3.
All right.
Comes out March 15th. Is this the final season?
Mm.
It might be.
I don't know.
Either way, this show
looks
continues.
Like it's setting up a big showdown.
Yeah. This show continues to have the most beautiful people in the world as part of their cast.
Well, they're robots, so obviously.
Ed Harris.
He is beautiful. He really is. Don't deny it, Sam. You know it's true.
He's not looking that good these days.
Well, so you finished season two. Finished season two.
Yeah.
I've not. And all I feel like I got a spoiler. A couple spoilers.
Okay.
Only from where I'm at.
Yep.
Halfway through. So I think I should probably finish that. But thoughts on the trailer? We excited? I knew we had questions months ago when the first trailer came out.
I'm just... At this point, I'm like, I might as well watch it.
Is it a chore?
Yeah,
it almost feels like a chore. Like, it could win me back, but the way that season two happened, and at the time, I was like, oh, it's going to be really good, because, you know, you're expecting, you know, positive from the first season, and it just, like, as time passed after that last episode came out, the more and more, I was like, well, that, nothing really happened, and it was very uneventful.
It kind of, like, started coming up its own ass a bit, where it was like... Oh, look at this twist. And you're like, that twist doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, especially the major twist at the end.
Yeah, where you're like, okay, why?
Yeah, what was the point of this? So.
And, like, this whole trailer shows me they're like, all right, we're going to retool the entire show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but that's not the show I saw in the first season that I liked.
Yep.
That now you're just making it sort of like an action-y sort of show.
Robot Uprising.
Yeah.
And also it's a Robot Uprising, and like there's 10 billion stories about Robot Uprising.
Name one.
That ends with a sword fight between two beautiful ladies.
Right, Sam? Name one.
iRobot?
Other than iRobot.
Terminator? Terminator 2? Judgment Day?
Dark Fate? No.
Even, like, aliens, if you think about it.
Alien, wait, not aliens. The first Alien.
The first Alien, yeah.
And then the Prometheus prequel.
That's a stretch. Robot Uprising.
But the robot goes crazy.
Yeah,
and is
Ash goes insane in Alien, and Uprising, that's why she doesn't trust Bishop.
Like, this is Dolores kind of just same, trying to kill everybody.
It's kind of the same theme.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, I hate to go down this tangent, but in the Alien movies, so Ash goes insane in the first one, and then Bishop is fine in the second one, and then in the fourth, because there really isn't an android in the third one. In the fourth one, Winona Ryder's the android, and she's fine. And then once we go do the prequels, then Michael Fassbender's David is insane. So it's like back to the crazy robot.
Yeah. It's always still, about...
I'll give it to you just for the sake of moving on, but it's still a leap from Robot Uprising to Alien.
It's still about robots being evil and shit.
You're just saying every robot movie is about a robot uprising, is what you're saying?
Yes. Robots.
Like the movie Robots?
That's post-rebellion.
Yes, yes.
Humanity has been destroyed and we are replaced by robots.
I can't believe I saw robots in IMAX. Too,
I did. Thank God did not see it in theaters, but I did see it.
If this ages me at all, my first date with my wife was robots.
It's fine. Mine was Step Up.
I don't know who's this.
I don't know either. So the secret of a successful marriage is go see a bad movie on your first date.
Yep, but at least mine spawned sequels.
Oh, man. Did somebody have to drive you to see that movie?
No, God,
okay,
no.
Okay, okay.
I was like 20 or 19. That was fine.
Oh, boy.
I know, I'm old.
Movies.
Yeah.
Sam, I cannot wait for your first movie.
I guess Amy, when we saw... Step Up, that's when she knew I was the one, because I was willing to go see Step Up.
And then she's like, oh, you picked the movie this time, and it's like Dark Harvest.
Yep.
that's the movie.
Yeah.
She's like, what did I just do?
Okay, we're watching Manos tonight.
Anyway, Westworld, with a ton more beautiful people than ourselves.
Yeah.
Production value of this.
Oh, it looks
tremendous.
Amazing. HBO's throwing the money at them because they don't have to throw the money at Game of Thrones anymore.
True, but they're splitting it out. We're going to need to go on the HBO train a little bit, as I've texted you earlier this week. They're splitting it up, it seems, to a lot of different shows. They did a McMillions documentary that they're reason they had to make.
Yeah, that was an odd documentary. Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
I can't wait to watch it.
Like,
cannot wait to watch how stupid it is.
Yeah, like, wow, McDonald's scamming people out of money? Who knew?
Yeah, right? Just we're feeding you 2,600 calories that in an hour you're going to be hungry. So we're going to take $7 more for your Big Mac.
Just to play Monopoly.
How much is a Big Mac now?
I don't know. Expensive, though. One thing I will say. I know you don't eat fast food. McDonald's is insanely expensive.
Is it really?
For a 10-piece chicken nugget, it's like $6.
I don't know if that's...
I can go to Burger King and get a 10-piece chicken nugget for $1.49. I know this because my dog eats chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
So Westworld.
Yeah, Westworld, HBO, like, giving money, throwing money at it.
Remember when the show was kind of like philosophical in there?
Yes.
It was kind of like the nature, what exactly constitutes human, and they kind of like, it wasn't big on that, but it kind of like touched on it. Like, what happened?
I don't know.
It just transformed genres.
Yeah.
It's just robots just punching genres. People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you had questions about this, because you missed something, or are you actually going to go back?
No, I think I'll pick up where I left off. When the season first came out, which I think is Maeve is kind of getting a bunch of cowboys together, and they went to a barn at nighttime.
Do you remember this?
I had to have been five episodes in.
Is this what, like, with the Confederate Army?
Yep.
Right, yep.
That's where it stopped.
That was early.
Because I think by like episode four, she was already in Shogun world.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not there yet.
Yeah,
not there. So I'll pick it back up. I feel like the lady said the they're just gonna overthrow the five of them are just gonna overthrow, and I'm assuming it's five robots.
I'm assuming, I don't know if Aaron Paul is a robot.
Well, they said the five of us, and there's about six people in there, and Ed Harris is not a robot, so,
or is he?
Well, as currently,
he's not a robot. Or is he?
Right? At the end of the first season, up to where I'm in the second, he's not a robot.
So. Or is he?
Well, that's what... Yeah, try and spin it. you're doing as much spin as the second season so far of Westworld.
Wait till the end.
We'll figure that
now,
out.
Now imagine it being dumb, and then imagine it dumber.
Oh, he gets made into a robot?
No.
God damn it.
No, it's worse than that.
No, it's more confusing, and and just makes things needlessly more confusing.
And it like kind of has it's kind of like a callback to a previous episode, but at the same time, it's so pointless.
All right, so I feel like with this season, you are going to need to not taper your expectations, but completely alter them. You are not going to get the twists.
Yeah,
you are going to get a solid storyline: humans versus robots. There's going to be some version of Uprising, and then there's going to be a clash between Maeve and Dolores, which looks awesome.
I hope.
Yeah.
Maeve's a badass, so I hope.
She's my favorite of the show so far. So far.
The problem is it's a show of badasses. Like,
you think there's too many?
Yeah.
There's Dolores, like, Maeve, and Harris.
Yeah, everybody's a badass.
You know who's not? Teddy.
Forget Teddy.
He dies in every episode of the first season.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about him.
Like, they even made a joke about it on, what was it, Dish TV or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad, like, poor Teddy. Just always dying.
I forget. Maybe I should restart this.
I don't know, this is going to spoil it to you, but, like, no more Teddy, too.
Yeah. You'll understand when you watch.
Yeah, but I just, at this point, it's been so long since I've seen him or any of it, so I think I might just start where I left off, and then just, if I get it, I get it. If not, whatever.
It seems like the major people who are coming back, so Dolores, Bernard, Ed Harris's Man in Black, Tessa Thompson's character, Maeve.
Tessa Thompson's also just kind of another badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes out of nowhere. But, like, all those.
So it's filled with badass.
They're basically people coming back.
And yet the world's army is completely incompetent.
Well, yeah. Sam, what part of their robots don't you understand?
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on. Second trailer is the season 2 trailer for Altered Carbon.
Yep.
It's a Netflix original sci-fi TV series that came out. Two years ago.
2018.
I don't think it was two full years ago.
It was 2018.
Was it February?
Yeah.
So two full years ago.
Yeah.
And this this new series stars Anthony Mackie coming back as Kovach.
Mackie.
And this comes out next weekend, actually.
Yeah.
8 episodes, which I believe is shorter than the
first season.
So that's a positive. I think one of our criticisms was, as always with Netflix, is too long.
Yeah.
So
this also doesn't look like it's a mystery like the first season was. It looks like more of a action.
Yeah.
Because the first season was like,
I got a bunch of genres pulling at me with that trailer.
Well, it didn't look like he was solving a crime. It looked like he was looking for someone, which I'm assuming is his girlfriend lady.
Which, like, once again, it's like, I have 10 billion things that are action-y that I can turn to. I don't have many mystery shows.
That's true.
So why are you taking my arguably almost good mystery show and...
I would say unique because it's set as like a cyberpunk background.
It's unique.
So like that kind of sets it apart from all the others, which is nice.
Yeah, and then it's like, but we're going to take that and then turn it into just a straight action show.
Yeah.
I didn't get that feel. I got a whole bunch of genres.
I got an action feel.
I like the sci-fi stuff.
Well, and yeah,
it does
well, yeah,
have the action feel, obviously.
Sci-fi can, is it allowed to be action or it can be a drama?
Really
this
does.
Is very much an action.
You know what? We liked Altered Carbon Season 1.
I did.
So it doesn't make me think, you know, I'll like this any less. Or at least, you know, it sets that standard.
You
go from there.
Yeah,
up or down.
You know what makes me fear for this show? Anthony Mackie still can't act. His acting is bad in this trailer. It's bad.
It's not spectacular. But then again, it was an action trailer.
Right.
So it was very cutty.
It's sad when you can be like, oh yeah, the dude from Suicide Squad and the RoboCop remake probably acted better than Anthony Mackie, who is part of like the team that created the highest grossing film of all time.
He's also been in like, what, two Oscar award winning movies.
Like, I don't get it. Like, is he just like phoning it in for Netflix and then like actually trying in real movies? Like, it's,
again, the trailer is very cut and edited.
I understand.
So it's you gotta let it go. But then again, he does not have a good track for Netflix.
No,
because you have the IO thing.
Oh my god.
So I will give him the benefit of the doubt with this, because I do like him in a lot of the other stuff. Like you said, was he in If Beale Street Could Talk, I think is...
Was he in Beale Street?
I don't think he was in
He was
that.
In Hurt Locker.
No, that was one, but there was another one, I thought.
He was in 30.
It was a Fruitvale, Fruitvale Station. I forget what it is.
He was in 8 Mile.
No, that,
like
I don't count that one. Even though it wasn't Oscar.
The Adjustment Bureau?
Nope.
Things that he's known for, that was like number four.
Let's put it this way. How many Oscar movies is known for by people, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I will give him the benefit of the doubt with this. I'm excited. Season 2. And that comes out next weekend, right? Are we going to give it a shot?
Oh, yeah.
It's probably going to be dumped all at once, right?
Yeah, well, it's Netflix, so of course.
We'll have to at least... get a few under our belt before we start discussing it. So any other comments, questions, concerns on this before we...
I'm just like, I'm upset that it looks like it's an action movie. Like, it's allowed to be a mystery action movie, which is what the first season was, but this just doesn't feel like a mystery. I'm happy Poe's back, though. It's sad when I feel like Poe was acting circles around Anthony Mackie. And I don't even know that guy's name. And I feel like he was doing a better job acting as Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, robot Edgar Allan.
Sorry.
Well, he's not actually a robot. He's
no, he's a hologram.
AI.
Well, yeah, he's an AI.
Caretaker AI.
Yeah, but he's like a hologram.
I'm interested for that. I kind of want to have him have a bigger role.
Yeah, me too. And almost, it looks
not
like
really
he
sidekick,
is.
But like a Alfred to your Batman style thing.
It seems like that's the route that they're going with him, which is good because he was definitely a standout character from the first season.
Yeah, he was. He was. There was a couple other ones, but he definitely was the one of the bigger standouts. Okay, you want a mystery? Let's get on the HBO train. The Outsider.
Oh, God.
You were so worried.
Oh, I actually did. So it's weird. So you texted me earlier this week about The Outsider. The same day I was going, you know what? We haven't talked about The Outsider in a while. I think we're done with that. I should go on Wikipedia and read it. And then you texted me like 5 minutes later.
Okay, so don't spoil the ending.
I won't. Don't worry.
Currently, there's absolutely no supernatural stuff with that lady.
Right. So, weird thing. That lady is from another show.
Stephen King show?
Yeah, not on HBO. And it's not even the same actress.
So what is it, like a crossover style
thing? I guess...
Is it Castle Rock?
It's not Castle Rock.
Has anybody watched that, by the way?
I saw the first episode and I gave up on it.
Oh, really?
I did not like it.
Slow? Too slow?
Yeah, way too slow. But, no, I forget what but The Outsider is like the second book in a trilogy. And I forget, like...
I could never tell.
No, I know.
By the way, it's written and shot right now. So.
But, yeah, like... I had to look it up because I was just like, cause like I said, I have no interest in going back to the show.
Don't fault you for that at all.
This doesn't hurt anything, but I read the Wikipedia article about the book. Still no idea what happened.
Really?
It's no clue.
Okay.
I don't know if they like jump over a lot of details in the plot description or... they decide not to explain anything.
Well, it's probably written about the book. That's probably what the book is and how the book would go. But the show is probably going to be different than that. Because I can definitely tell you exactly what's going on with this. Currently.
Right.
I think we have, two episodes left?
I think it's 12 episodes total.
No. It's too long.
No, I think it's 12. 10. No,
it's around 7.
I know. I believe it's 12 episodes.
Huh. I think that's still too high. But anyway... No supernatural whatsoever. I will die on that
hill. Oh, it is 10. No, okay, yeah. So there's nothing supernatural with her, but she has OCD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which like, we didn't say that, but we thought
something up with her. Yeah, basically she's got OCD and like a lot of stuff that was brought up in the show like kind of reflects back to this previous book that... like was turned into a TV show with Brendan Gleeson was in it. And like, but like, I'm confused. Just start at that one. Why start at number two?
Honestly, I don't know. It's probably a better story than one.
Probably.
From if you're telling me that the stuff that happened in book one doesn't or is shown in some things,
I guess, like with her backstory, so it follows.
Oh, then
her.
That's book one. Oh, then definitely start with season two, book two. Because really? Her backstory is slow. It could definitely be slow, and it could definitely be something that doesn't give you any payoff whatsoever.
Imagine a backstory that's like another season that's not slow, so you don't have to add that stuff into this season.
But the way this is done is it's not cumbersome at all. Mm-hmm. It does not hinder or diminish anything that is going on with her. She has glimpses of things that have happened in the past that are mildly relevant, but all you need to know is she had tests done when she was a kid, and nobody could figure out what it was. And that's all you need. And that's all currently you need, because you're more focused on the story itself in the show, as which we said is a mystery about a murdered boy. And it takes off from there. And honestly, I cannot wait for the next one, because I binged, what, 4 through 7 or something like that. Cannot wait. It's such a slow burn. But it's the itch you can't scratch, and you got to keep trying to reach it. It really is. I don't know why, but I'm really excited about this.
I can't wait for it to end, because I need you to fill in the why, because I didn't get any of that from the Wikipedia article.
The why or the what happens?
The why.
Why it happens?
Yes. We'll see.
Yeah,
it tells me what happens, but it doesn't tell me why any of it happened.
We'll see about the why. Yeah. Currently,
I need to know the why.
Right now, there's a monster.
Right.
Ish.
I guess.
So that's. They've said what the name of the monster is.
What is the name of the monster?
It's like El Cuco.
Cuco. El Cuco.
El Cucaracha.
That's what I was thinking.
Nope. It's. I think it's Cuko.
Is that doppelganger thing they mentioned earlier?
A doppelganger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's relevant. Right. It's relevant.
Because they drew like a lot of attention to that. And I was like, all right, that's the thing.
Well, the thing is, it's not just Jason Bateman's character. There's a couple others where this similar situation has happened. And it's just them trying to figure this out. So, I don't know. I like it. I think it's good. I really do. It's definitely a slow burn. It's definitely a slow burn. But it's hopefully the payoff is worth it. Currently, I'm not dissatisfied. But there's no supernatural in this with her whatsoever. I just wanted to say that because I know Sean was dying on that hill, and it wasn't, and it was false.
Well, I bet if they started with the first book, I would understand more about this character than the episode that we spent with her the whole time, and they didn't really explain her character at all.
It's just the idea or the definition of a movie. Introduce characters that are just new.
Yeah,
and that's it.
It was weird because it was like, oh, I know somebody that we should hire, this person. It's like, why? It's like, oh,
she's a PI for a lawyer?
If you go back to the first story, they have a connection, and like they work together.
Oh, well, and when they hired her, I'm like, oh, she's a PI for a lawyer, which they do. They hire PIs.
Out of state?
If there's a good one, you think a lawyer is not going to go that far?
Out of state, though?
If you find the best PI you possibly could, but it lives 2-3 states over...
Love how you called it an it. Like, they're not people.
He or she. What was I supposed to say? He or she?
I don't know.
Come on, I'm trying to be gender neutral here. Anyway, outsider. I like it. So, moving on.
From altered carbon and outsider...
To what do we want to do now?
Whatever you want.
Why don't we do the quick news involving South Korea?
All right, go ahead.
So for those of you who are, I guess, longtime listeners, Sean and I watched a movie last year called Train to Busan.
I did not actually watch it. You watched it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
It's every time I'm on Netflix, it comes up, and I'm like, I really need to watch this movie. But zombies are scary, man, and I don't want to watch it by myself. And so,
Train to Busan.
Especially Asian zombies.
Was a movie.
Whoa.
What? Have you ever seen The Grudge? That terrified me as a kid.
Someone's super racist.
Well, the Grudge? Like, not Sarah Jessica Parker. Daphne from
no. Oh, no, Jennifer Love Hewitt. No, it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Nope, from The Grudge.
Yeah,
was it? It was Daphne from Scooby Doo, Freddie Prinze Jr. and was it Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yep, that's right.
She was in The Grudge. That Grudge scared you?
Oh God, yeah.
Really? Oh yeah, that's right. The woman going. Kids.
Oh my God, they're terrified.
I forgot. Creepy Asian kids are my kryptonite.
Yeah, right. See.
Yep.
It's like kids terrify me. Like a one lone child in the middle of the night, just standing there, terrifying. And that probably comes from was it the Dawn of the Dead movie with the little girl in the door, like all like bloodied up. That terrifies me.
Oh, see, that didn't freak me out.
But like it starts there, and like it's continued. Like all children in horror movies, I'm like, this is not good. I can't do this.
Give me zombies any day. But
The Orphanage, which is a Guillermo del Toro produced movie, it's all in Spanish. Terrifying.
But that wasn't. It was just a kid.
It was kids. Yeah, like ghost kids. Oh man, terrifying.
Anyway, Train to Busan, South Korean film.
Yes,
it got very, very, very good reviews on Netflix, and it was praised as one of the top horror, not horror, but zombie movies out there.
Mm.
And I watched it, and it was great.
South Koreans definitely know how to do their horror.
Absolutely. So. They put this movie on Netflix, and it was a fantastic movie, and I think you'd really enjoy it if you watched it. Sam, you too, I think, because you're a horror fan. But
I am? All right.
Given what you do at The Hill?
I'm honestly not that big a fan of horror.
Oh, well, anyway, you should watch
Stupid horror, though.
Yeah, I'm a fan of anything stupid.
Like Cats?
Yeah.
Would you watch Cats again?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyway, announced Train to Busan 2 is actually going to get a U.S. theatrical release, which is not something that the first movie had. So this comes out in the summer. So it's going to be a summer movie coming out in the U.S. I'm pretty sure it's going to be South Korea with subtitles. Or South Korean film with subtitles.
Unless it's dubbed.
I hope not.
That's
I hope not.
Just a thought.
But this movie comes out, and I'm just, you know, I'm excited because I like the first one, and it's good that these movies are starting to get theatrical releases. Way to go, Netflix. Well, I mean, come on. It's a lot of the criticism for the Oscars is Netflix doesn't give release dates.
Oh, it is called Peninsula. Wow, I thought Sam was joking.
No, it's really called Peninsula.
Yeah.
I thought you were joking, Sam, when you brought that up before the pod.
Takes place on a peninsula 4 years after the first movie.
That's a horrible place. Well, I guess that is a good place to hold up on.
You can barricade the...
Hold on. Isn't Korea just a giant peninsula?
Yes, but it is the Korean peninsula.
Right, so... And it's weird that a peninsula can have peninsulas. Sorry. That's my stoned
moment. It's not like the Earth is big.
Sean's vehemently against peninsulas on peninsulas.
Well, yeah. It's like fingers having fingers. That just can't happen.
Shot just refuses to acknowledge they exist.
Anyways.
Oh boy. This is going to be a tangent-filled episode. If not already.
We have nothing to talk about.
We have one more topic to talk about.
There's nothing with Train to Busan 2 Peninsula. I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably see it in theaters. So I highly recommend it for those of you who like zombie movies or horror movies, or even if you want to get in touch with your inner reader and translate South Korean.
Bring my reading glasses. Just sit there. You're speaking too fast. Slow down. I can't read this.
Well,
quick.
You would think it's a zombie horror movie. It's gonna be quick. You gotta read fast.
I think that says All right. Oh, they're screaming, guys.
Moving on to our review.
All right.
Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Yeah, came back. Yay.
Final season.
Which is sad, but good at the same time.
Oh, you.
They're going to wrap up all the storylines that were just left, which is good. That's what I need.
You think, but I still want more.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would take like random episodes taking place in random spots in random space.
Mm-hmm. See, I want to know how... I would really like to know how much it is per episode to make.
Probably not too much.
I can't imagine it's a lot.
No.
But then again, I don't see why they're not trying to capitalize, because currently the Star Wars TV shows are better than the movies.
Oh, by far.
So,
have a problem. This show's been on for what? How many seasons now?
This is the seventh season.
Yeah, usually at that point, shows actually start getting more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, they also took like a 4-year break.
Mm.
Yeah, but like the show has big demand to it, and a lot of actors and directors and other people involved in the project know that, so they can ask for more money to come back.
True, but I still can't imagine an animated TV show is a bigger cost to produce than, you know, well, clearly Game of Thrones, but it, even think lower budget, like in a Modern Family or...
You'd be surprised.
I'm curious. I'm curious. I don't know. Are you looking it up or no?
Well, I mean, this we're going back to when this show first started. I guess George Lucas said that Clone Wars was basically budgeted at $1 million per half-hour episode.
That's it?
Yes.
That's still kind of expensive.
That's like the pinky finger for Jennifer Aniston on Friends per episode. Didn't they get paid? What did they get paid? $25 million an episode or something? That seems a lot. That seems a lot.
I think individually they ended up getting paid like $1 million an episode.
Really?
Something like that. But this is like also the 90s, so yeah. That was a lot.
That's a ton back then.
And you're doing 20 episodes a season, so.
Mm, you're right.
It's a weird like rabbit hole I'm going down on Google. I just Googled Clone Wars cost per episode, and like you're going through, and I'm like, oh, here's one from 2 years ago that says a Disney Star Wars series will have $100 million budget. I wonder what series that was.
$100 million. That's a lot.
It's The Mandalorian, though.
I know.
I'm just saying, which I don't know if you guys saw this. I mean, we're still Disney Plus and Star Wars. So they slowly have been releasing behind the scenes footage of The Mandalorian. Not to go on too much of a tangent, but the way they did the sets is incredible. So the background, that's not a green screen. It's a giant LED screen.
Really?
Like, massive. And it's really cool. Like, if you have a chance, look it up. Because, like, they just project the background. So you have a camera guy, and you're like, okay, we need that snowy planet. Go to Iceland for a weekend, film a little bit, come back with your footage, we'll project it up on this giant LED screen, and that's our backdrop.
Is that cheaper than just doing the green screen?
I don't know. I'm assuming, yeah. Because it's a single set.
Plus, I think that probably will help actors get...
Yeah.
To understand what they're supposed to be doing.
I guess that's true.
I mean, you still have... That's kind of the way that they were able to make everything look more realistic than you would with VFX.
Mm.
You know, it looked more practical.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, the ships flying are VFX and stuff that.
Obviously.
But
I can't imagine that screen was cheap.
Like, when the Mandalorian is climbing the Sandcrawler... Like, I mean, granted, that's just him on a set, but they project, like, that gorge on the background, the LED.
Oh, really?
So it's not, like, added in post. It's done right there.
All right, fair enough.
So it is pretty cool watching that. But, yeah, I definitely... Anyways.
Disney has all the money now, so I don't... I'm happy that Clone Wars is back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also upset because you're only giving me one episode of, what, 12 episodes? One season of 12 episodes. So, I mean, I can't imagine it's too expensive, so why not just do it? You got nothing in the pipeline right now for Star Wars.
Yeah. Everything keeps getting canceled or postponed. So.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you got Mandalorian, but you want to do a season two, but you want to do a good season two.
Yeah, so why
not
take time?
Why not take the filler in the February, March... And just dump 10 episodes of Clone Wars. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, it's an animated TV show.
Well, maybe the creators were just like, we only really have one season left of content.
That's fine. Give it to somebody else.
I'm interested
to see.
Give
it to him, and he will come up with stories. No, seriously. Yeah, give it to us. We will come up with stories. There are fans everywhere that will probably do a lot of this stuff for free.
Yeah, but those stories may not be good.
No, that's why obviously you have to have people sit and like filtering through everything, but there are fans out there who write all this fan fiction.
Oh, God.
And some of it's not, well, I'm referring to Japanese anime, but some of their fan stuff is pretty good. You know, just give it to the Star Wars fans and see what you can do.
Some of it
with.
Is not erotic.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So about a fifth of it is not even a fifth, 5% is about not erotic. The rest is just banging Twi'leks, I would assume.
It's them just shipping Han and Obi-Wan.
Oh, man.
Back to Clone
Wars. You know someone's done that.
No, I did. Was it Rule 24 or whatever?
34.
Or 34, that's it. If it exists, there's porn of it.
Someone's out there and they're like, dude, Han and Obi-Wan would make the perfect couple.
Yeah.
Back to Clone Wars.
Anyways.
You could tell that they, you know, put some money into it. The effects are much better. I got a whole bunch of tingles and feels when that music came on.
It was great. Especially the voiceover in the beginning.
The voiceover is even spectacular. You could tell the voice aged a little bit, but clearly that's what happens.
Right. This episode was clone heavy, which is fine.
From the Clone Wars.
In the beginning it was very Jedi heavy, and then they started switching to the clones, which was even better.
Honestly, like, the fact that they were able to give clones personalities and, like, flesh out who the clones are was, like, the best thing the show ever did.
Right?
It's
R.I.P. 5.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. That was a great story arc.
Yeah.
The whole Order 66 thing.
Yeah.
Great. And I think it even added to the movie.
Yeah, no, this show is definitely, it helps like add to Revenge of the Sith a little bit more, because you understand who Rex is and Cody is. Well, you don't really see Rex
see him in the movie, but you understand.
Cody, Commander Cody, you do see in the movie.
Yeah, and they're bit parts, but you're just like, I know him. And then the whole thing with Execute Order 66 is just, you have that filler now. Now you kind of know what's going on.
You know where it's going to lead up. And especially the last season really dealt with Order 66, which was interesting.
Yeah, and I thought that was great. I thought it was perfect. If that came out right before Episode 3, I think it would have been better for me watching it.
Mm.
Granted, I know not everybody's going to watch that, but it would have been better for me watching that.
I think for the clones, I agree. I do still believe that the animated show, The Clone Wars, that came out, it was like a bunch of 15-minute episodes. If you watch that prior to watching Episode 3, it definitely makes General Grievous a lot better. Because you understand, he's a badass, not, he's just a coughing guy who can barely fight.
You also understand why the hell he's coughing all the time.
Mace Windu. But apparently that's not canon anymore. Disney took that out of canon, which is stupid because it's such an amazing show. But, well.
Well, they probably didn't necessarily have the rights to it. Because that was done in conjunction with Cartoon Network.
Yeah, well, so was this.
Yeah, but this might have been... They might partially own the other Clone Wars series, whereas this one that we just did on Cartoon Network.
What helps with this series is that it ties into that Clone Wars movie.
Oh, yeah, totally. That thing that was totally necessary.
Well,
I love that movie.
Now that I've watched the show, yes, I agree. That is a good movie.
I really enjoy that movie.
I mean, it's so stupid that with Jabba's kid, but like...
Was that the movie or was that the episode?
That was the movie. Was Jabba has the little... like slime ball kid, that little slug, and that's when Tano finally became Anakin's Padawan, which is so weird that once again this show was released out of order. I guess
the whole thing is just a sloppy mess.
Like it's like one episode, this dude dies, and then three episodes later he's alive again, and like no one's referring to his death, and it's like, because this took place like months prior, but there's no timeline that tells you. It's not until they get into Darth Maul that it becomes a straight storyline.
Hmm. Yeah, that movie was also when we realized Sam Jackson will do anything for money.
Christopher Lee as well. he voiced Dooku.
Go for it. Yeah. Why not?
But I wish... Lucas would have explained why he released that movie when he released it, because the whole idea behind it is he was going to release it and then release the show to follow up, but he really didn't sell it like that. This is the beginning of a show.
You know what I think a lot with Lucas's problem is? He has these ideas, but they're not...
good.
they're not all in a row. they're all kind of scattered and be like, he picks the project here and he picks it there. And the studio's like, all right, get this one. Let's get this out the door. And then, because I think he had an overall plan.
Oh, no, he definitely did.
And then he started doing projects and parts of the quote-unquote plan. And then the studio saw it was almost done. Let's get it out. But he might have wanted to wait or do this, yada, yada, yada. So I think that's just his problem. I think overall, I think that was his problem.
It's kind of funny because if you go back and like watch old interviews with him or like read old interviews, like early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, like he talks about how the Emperor took power through like trade deals and stuff like that. Like that's how he became the Emperor. And it's just kind of like all the way back then, he knew what the prequels were going to be. It's just, who knew that that stuff was going to be that boring?
Who could tell that trade deals are not really great
for a Star Wars movie?
Yeah. A movie built on action. Yeah. Hey, maybe we shouldn't spend, you know, 20 minutes in senatorial debate.
Right.
It was not that long.
No, but it felt like that at times.
Because you were in the Senate chamber. That's it?
Yeah. Well, it was just like a bunch of like. If I want to watch that, I'm going to put on C-SPAN.
Wasn't
I mean,
Jedi's fighting with lightsabers for 20 minutes.
It was boring
minutes.
Enough for me to go, man, I miss pod racing. Sure, it didn't make any sense and just kind of was just in this movie.
Sam, count your blessings. All that time in that Senate chamber, we didn't have Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, yeah, he was not talking.
No. Look, it wasn't as bad as people. In hindsight, with these three movies that just came out.
I'm with you on
it
this.
It wasn't as bad as, it's not as bad. Originally thought.
It's not as bad.
It's still bad.
It's bad, but it's not as bad.
It's bad, guys.
It's not. It really isn't.
I really don't think so.
So bad.
It gave us... Okay, we're not going to get into this because it's just going to go really, really, really
the
off the
dialogue
rails
here. Is so...
I agree. The dialogue is bad.
So bad.
I agree with that. Because, like, my favorite scene... It, like that you can tell how bad the dialogue is when
yippee.
No, it's worse. That is bad. But it's in episode 3 when Ewan McGregor has to say the line that he saw Anakin killing younglings. He covers his mouth because he's laughing. Like you can see it, like he's just like covering his mouth. He's like holding back the laughter. Because it's such a dumb line.
And not just the men. With the women, and the children.
What's the deal with the younglings? Did they ever explain why he didn't just say kids?
They're referred to as younglings.
Yeah, they're always referred.
Interesting Star Wars fact. You know that that music that is played in the cantina in the very in the original one, that dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Episode 4. Yeah.
So that is space jazz, or as it is called in the Star Wars universe, jizz.
Oh, Lucas came up with that name. That's 100% Lucas's idea.
That's your little Star Wars trivia right
that
there.
That is 100% Lucas right there.
I'm gonna see if they'll let me say it's called jizz. All right. They're like,
no one had the balls to tell him that was already a thing.
All right. This gets really out of hand, and we really start going down a deep.
Yeah, this is all Star Wars.
Rated X.
This is rated. I'm talking about the space jazz.
I know. It was actually developed by a Sith Lord named Darth Falicus.
To those listeners, we are not going to review this every week.
No, we'll hop in
these weird threads anymore.
Every once in a while, we'll hop back in because it looks like it's got a overall story arc, and I mean, Echo's alive basically.
Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes.
Shed a little tear when Ahsoka comes back.
Yeah,
when we see Ahsoka.
I mean, she's gonna come back.
She is. She's casting.
Yeah, I know. She's going to come back because like, why would you?
Sean will
do
burn
this?
Down someone's house.
God damn it!
Yeah, not even someone related to the show.
I mean, come on, she was in episode 9, so I mean,
let's not get into it. All right, any other things before we wrap
no,
up here?
I'm done.
Nice and easy, Sam. Nothing.
No.
So, what movie comes out this weekend?
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island. So it's not really well recommended, and no. We're probably not going to review it.
10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
If you do see it, good luck. If you do see it, let us know, because you can give us a quick little response in that one. Facebook.com/KnightsUnderTude. Sam, you got to turn me up here, kiddo.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. There we go. All right, there we go. So hopefully John's back next week, and that does it for this week. Until next time.
Adios.
Space goodbye. Jizz.
Damn it, Sam.